sounds good. If that doesn't want to get you in the garden, I don't know what will. Let it roll, Mike.
Ow!
Good Saturday morning, Arizona.
Let's bring Matt to the conversation and see what we can do to help him. Talking compost now. Welcome to the program, Matt.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Very good. Thank you.
Well, I tell you one thing that doesn't want to get me in the garden, that's 114-degree temperatures. But, you know, we're out here anyway, enjoying it. So, and I love the advice I get from you guys, so hopefully you can help me out with this one. I've been composting for years, and I've always ended up when I have my composter that's on the ground and it goes into the tumbler with these short, white, flat, segmented worms. They're anywhere from a half an inch to maybe 3/4 of an inch or so, kind of shaped like a football. And usually when they go into the tumbler, they're, you know, the tumbler gets so hot that they die off. Mm-hmm. I've got a batch of compost this time that's finished. I just opened it up and kind of scooped down, and the worms are still alive. So my question is, number one, what are they? And number two, is it okay to put that compost in the garden, or will it somehow affect the fruits and vegetables that I have in there?
Do they have a reddish flat head? What does the head of them look like?
They don't have a head. Like I said, it looks okay. Like a football. They're kind of pointed on both ends. You know, I've tried to find them online. The closest I could find was a black fly larva.
Yeah, they're.
But
I don't think we have black flies here. But they're a larva of something. As long as they're probably not a flat-headed borer, you know, which could get into, you know, trees and, you know, different things. You know, it's obviously the larva of some kind of, you know, fly or perhaps a beetle of some kind, or you know, could even be cicadas. It's hard to say how big they are, but I doubt they're harmful to anything. So I wouldn't worry. If you're a little bit worried about it, put some diatomaceous earth in that tumbler and tumble
it
a few more times, and you know, work it around in there, and that'll probably take care of them as well.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Jim, welcome to the program.
Good morning. How are you today?
Good. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I've got a question about some, one ash tree. We put, probably 6 or 8 ash trees of the same variety in about 4 years ago. They're all growing wonderfully, except for this one runt that's kind of been this way since the beginning. And this year, not only is it continuing not to grow like the rest, but it's got some dark spots and some sap leaking out in some spots all around the tree.
Mm-hmm. Well, more than likely you got some sun because it hasn't grown and it hasn't canopied, and you know, it's probably on that trunk and or limbs has got some sunburn spots that are now splitting and you're getting some sap coming out of them. Certainly, if you're going to try and nurse it along, get some tree paint and get that trunk and major limbs painted with some Go Natural tree paint. I would throw some compost or mulch or something around the base of it. Try and maybe give it a little extra water and a little extra fertilizer. But if it was a weakling at the very beginning and it never got going and now it's starting to sunburn, I don't know how much longer I would be patient with it. You know, it might just be time for a new tree in that spot.
It's a hard call because you want to believe deep down that all of a sudden it's just going to catch on.
You've already lost 4 years, and you know, do you lose another year or two? You know, then you're that much further behind. So
might just be time to replace.
Yeah, I think so.
Jamie in Goodyear, welcome to the program.
Hi guys.
Yes, sir.
Calling about an Australian, I'm not sure the exact name. It's an Australian something. It was here when we bought the house. It seems to me, if I'm remembering right, every year these branches just droop and lose their leaves,
yeah.
And then all of a sudden it comes back.
Right. They're doing that right now.
it's
an Australian.
I'm out here every week blowing these leaves.
Australian bottle tree.
That's it.
Yep. Yeah, I got one in my backyard. I know what you're going through. I got a swimming pool right next to it, too.
So that's all normal.
It's just natural.
Fine.
They slough foliage as soon as we get this hot, dry, late May, early June. They bloom. They lose their leaves. and just go through that process as most evergreen trees do. They do it kind of all at one time. Oaks do it earlier in the spring. Bottle trees do it this time of year, and it's just a natural occurrence for them. So make sure they're getting adequate water, but not too much, and they'll go through the process, and then they'll leaf back out, and they'll look fine.
Water, water, water. Water by the numbers.
Yeah, water deep and slow. Don't overwater them. They're a tree that doesn't need a tremendous amount of water, but you know what they're going through is just natural. It has probably little to do with your watering technique. So let them do their thing.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you as we wrap up the 8 o'clock hour with John J. Harper of Harper's Nursery, who you're actually going to do a little granddaddy visit next week?
Think so.
Are you sending one of your brothers?
Brother Jerry, you're going to do barbecues.
It is.
So he's our expert on building outdoor barbecues. So
you're going to send him in?
Yeah,
he's
going to
be here?
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah,
all right, that's next Saturday. And Harper's Nursery locations?
Hayden Road, just south of Thomas, 2529 North Hayden, and McKellips Road, just west of Gilbert. We got Independence Week started today, so 20% off if you find the little golden coupon. And, of course, we got our big sale going on in Mesa right now.
Excellent.
Pick up this Saturday edition of the Arizona Republic for Rosie's Home Improvement column, where we cover the most important topics that every homeowner needs to know.